So let's get into it. The My Bridge exhibit. So this is from Edward My Bridges Photography in the late-ish 1800s. You have seen the exhibit. It's there right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So give me a sense of what people can expect. What does this look like?
Well, essentially, it is 16 photos. So Edward Muybridge, he was commissioned to photograph Alaska after it was purchased from Russia. And so essentially, nobody knew what Alaska looked like. So he went up here. He started in Fort Tongass and then came to Wrangell and then Sitka. And he photographed the area and the people. And so he was like the original photography of the time. And the photos are called stereographs, or what are they? Yeah, stereographs. And so what we have is 16 images from his trip up here. And so the photos are side by side and they're exact images. They're the same exact image. And then you use a viewfinder to look at these images and it meshes them into a 3D photograph. Mm-hmm. So that was the way they did photography back then. But Muybridge in himself is just kind of an interesting guy. He later became pretty famous for his work in photography and motion. So it's kind of two things in one. You have Muybridge, which is this really interesting guy. And then you have the first photos of Alaska and the Tlingit people.
Yeah. And also just like a very cool form of photography that people have no idea about.
Yes, yeah. That too. Yeah.
Cool.
The viewfinders that you look in are pretty amazing. It's just really interesting. You have to get really close, and it's amazing how clear the pictures are from such a long time ago.
Yeah, which is super true. When we were putting the exhibit up, we were just looking at them, you know, with their eyes without the viewfinder. It's like, wow, this is so great. Like, even just looking at it without the viewfinder, it's pretty neat, the technology that they had in 1868. But when you do use the viewfinders, the photos are super clear and crisp. And yeah, mm-hmm. It's pretty unique.
And give me a sense of what kind of images are there.
There's images. So like in Fort Tongass, Muybridge came up in a steamboat. So there's some images of that. And like at Fort Tongass, there's some of like a big old cannonball cannon. Yeah. And then when you move into Wrangell, then he has pictures of the Tlingit village. And there's actually a photo of two totem poles, but we have one of the totems in the museum. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's pretty cool that we have some of the artifacts that are in the photos there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can you tell me how you got this exhibit?
Yeah, so we, one of my goals is to have traveling exhibits coming through the museum quarterly. And so one of the ways that we do that is by, you know, seeing what's at other museums. And this one just happened to be, it was first at the Alaska Native Heritage Center in Anchorage, and then it traveled to Haines at their museum there. And then I reached out and decided that we wanted to be the next in line for this exhibit. And it's so appropriate for our area. So yeah, and it's really great because the lender is actually coming to Wrangell next week, and we're going to have a big open house premiere of the exhibit, and we're, you know, really excited to get the community out to come and check it out.
Okay, yeah, just tell me a little bit more about that reception that you all will be having. What can people expect to find out?
So Mark Schaefer, who Cindy was talking about, will be here. And it's my understanding that he is going to talk about Muybridge and like his history and like photography of that time. And then we also have Virginia Oliver coming in, and she's going to be talking about the Tlingit's history of that time. So you're going to get both spectrums of everything. And then you'll also be able to go through the exhibit and use the viewfinders and be able to see the images. And then we'll also have some appetizers and beverages and just an overall good time. But definitely will be a celebration. And it's, you know, it will be the start of having traveling exhibits, but this is the first one, and we really want everyone to get behind it and see what the museum's doing.
Yeah. I was just going to add to that it's like Healy said, it's the start of something that we're really trying to promote, and we really want people to come out. We've got the Friends of the Museum. The new board was recently elected, and they are really excited and helping us to get this going and promote it. And so we're trying to make it like a big gala. You know, we want people to really feel the enthusiasm that we're feeling and get people out, you know, see what the museum is doing and give us ideas for future things. Also, part of this exhibit, we're going to have some educational days where we get kids involved. And one of the really fun things about this exhibit is that it really shows the beginning of photography and moving picture. And so it's a really great history lesson as well. So we have another part of the exhibit that's a case that is completely dedicated to the things that we have in the museum that are specific to the beginning of photography.
Absolutely. And yeah, what are you going to be doing with the kids?
We thought we would do like flip books with them so that they could kind of see how pictures started to move. And we also have
I can't pronounce it. It's like a zoopraxioscope or
yes!
something. Did I butcher it?
No, that's right.
Oh, okay. Well, MyBridge created it.
Yes.
I'm just always scared to say it because I'm like a zoo, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, a zoopraxioscope. So he invented that. That's like the horse in motion. It's, yeah, you know, June's shaking her head like she got really excited. She knows what that is. Uh-huh. Well, MyBridge created it.
Yeah.
I know.
Right.
So, yeah, we have.
He wanted to prove that the horse's feet were all in the air at one point.
Yeah.
And this was his way of proving that. And mm-hmm. It's pretty exciting. I mean, to us these days, it just seems like so normal. But back then it was like, this was huge.
Yeah. Yeah. So he became known as like the father of motion picture. So he like lined up 12 cameras and they all were like triggered, you know, I just like picture like it being triggered and like the big like flash and the smoke, you know, while the horse was going by. And that's how he was able to create that. But it was some rich fella who like basically dared him to do it to see if mm-hmm. to see if if a horse was in midair at any time while
wow.
racing.
That's the guy.
Uh-huh. I know. And then hey. He went off to work at the University of Pennsylvania, and he became known for doing all the human and animals in motion. He'd essentially do the same exact thing to see like how humans move and how animals move. And he took hundreds of thousands of photos of humans and animals and their movement, and they were mm-hmm. documented. So
this is awesome.
Yeah. So that's what's so great about this is you also have this famous person that was up here, and then you have the culture of Wrangell and the first photos of that.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
It's all of the things.
So they picked the right person to come to my
Yeah, absolutely.
That's cool. Okay. Then remind us again of when the premiere is. The premiere, the gala, whatever you mm-hmm. want to call it.
It's next Tuesday evening at 6:00. And it'll be we want it to be a really big event. It'll be throughout the whole museum, but specifically in we're actually going to do a presentation in the main civic room, like where the theater is, and then the actual exhibit is in the classroom. Mm-hmm. So we'll kind of do groups through the exhibit because there's a lot to take in and read, and it'll be fun.
Yeah. So it sounds like if you want to, you know, enjoy this exhibit, but also, you know, get a fuller education, appreciation for it. You know, now mm-hmm. that's the time to go out to meet the people that
yeah.
care about the exhibit, that are showcasing it, and who really have the knowledge behind it versus just we're going to read all the plaques.
Right. Underneath. Yeah, because the Keely said, Mark Schaefer will be here, and he is full of knowledge, and he's so passionate about this. He is a really good speaker, and he has a lot of different things that he wants to share and things that he's bringing. And I mean, it's definitely something you don't want to miss.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mark Schaefer, he's a documentary filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
he's like a media documentary filmmaker. He does a lot of different things in media.
Okay.
And so he promotes some of these projects through different collectors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. And then how long will you all have this exhibit?
Probably through the end of August. I say probably just because we may have to cut it short, but hopefully through the end of August. If not, it'll be through the end of July. Plenty of time for people to come out and see it.
Okay. And so next Tuesday is the
16th?
Yes. And so if people, I'm assuming people can go ahead and view the exhibit right now, though. It is open to the public.
Yeah. We would like to wait for the premiere.
Okay.
So come out to the premiere on the 16th. And then after that, people will be welcome to come in and check it out on their own. But we're waiting to kind of officially open it until next Tuesday evening.
Okay, absolutely. Well, this sounds great. And before we head out, you know, is there anything else we should know about this exhibit or what's happening at the Nolan Center these days?
A lot.
Really?
It's a lot.
Well, I think I really would like to highlight that it's so important that people know that this is just the first of things mm-hmm. to come. We really plan on doing a lot of different events. Traveling exhibits is one of them, but Keely and I have been brainstorming about a lot of you know, potential things that we want to do in the future. One of those is a wine and paint night. So, and there's just a lot of ideas floating out there. So,
yeah,
we're gonna
for sure. Go ahead.
No, I just want this to be kind of the first of many to come.
Yeah. Well, I'm so kind of curious about, you know, it sounds like you really want to do a lot more with the space and get more people in the door, more events. But the Nolan Center, I don't really know, like, what is the aesthetic of the Nolan Center? You know, what is the theme of it? Because it is really, it's such an inclusive space that I'm curious, you know, what is your vision for it? You know, what are the kinds of events? Are they supposed to be more artistic, more cultural?
All of the above. Mm-hmm. It really is a community center, a museum. It's so multifaceted with all the things that we do, but we're really trying to bring more things that involve the community. We always want to host events. We want to have educational opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're still in the process of working through our strategic plan.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, the time is 1:18. And thank you all for coming in and talking about this exhibit. I will definitely be there.
Yay.
As a reporter, but also as a photography enthusiast.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So again, Cindy and Keely, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, June.
Thank you, June.
All right. The time is 1:18. You have been listening to Talk on the Rock. And as always, we will be back next week with another guest. Bye.